Well, Kenny Bell isn't a real professional football player, but he plays one on TV.
Following the interception, it's now first and 10. The Bears line up in a 4-3.
Fumble.
The Bears grab the live ball. The 10 dives, touchdown.
That is audio from the wildly popular Madden NFL video game. And if you could see the little guys on the field, you'd see Kenny Bell, or at least a computer image based on his body. He's a motion caption actor. He's the guy who gets covered in ping pong balls and filmed acting out the things that the players are going to do. The interesting part, though, is that Kenny Bell really was and is a real football player, and he really does want to get into the NFL. We found out about this from this great profile of Kenny that was written last month in the Orange County Register. We've tracked Kenny Bell down in the early, wee small hours of the California morning, and he joins us now. Hi, Kenny.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir, at 4:30 a.m. or whatever it is. thanks for coming on. First off, how did you actually get the job as being a motion capture actor for these Madden games?
Basically, I started off working with NFL Fever and Paramount Pictures, and after I did that, John Nielsen got a hold of me, and he knew I would be perfect to be motion capture for John Madden Football.
What was NFL Fever? Is that a different game?
That was 2003. That was Peyton Manning's first game.
Okay, so that was another video game. I mean, what was the first call you got, though, where someone said, hey, of all the people that could act out football, Kenny Bell's the guy we want to do it. Who figured out you'd be good for this?
It was John Nielsen.
Who's John Nielsen?
He was my coach in high school. And while I was in college, he started doing the motion capture. And he got into a good circle of people, I would assume. And as soon as I got done with college, he called me up and asked me, was I in shape? Was I ready? Would I be able to do it? And I said, yeah, let's give it a try and see what happens.
So what's that audition like? When you're trying out to be in, you know, Raging Bull or some movie, you have a monologue, you're trying to pretend you're somebody. What are you doing to audition to be a motion caption actor?
Well, basically, it's like when you're working out for an NFL team. You get the stats, they check your speed, you know, all the statistics, and they bring you in for a shoot, which would be pretty short, and it's basically to see if you can actually do it, you know, because it's a bang-up job. It's a lot of hitting involved. It's a lot of sacrificing your body. You know, it's pretty dangerous, you know, so I was one of the guys that fit the bill. You know, I was one of them, I guess you can say, a Teflon. Teflon player, I guess, you know.
Well, so take me through a session now when you're making a new Madden game. You're dressed up in some kind of weird suit. They're filming you, and then people are just beating the crap out of you. What happens?
Well, it's basically like you're getting dressed. You're in a black suit, but when you're doing football, you have helmet, shoulder pads, mouthpiece. And what I do, I go out, and they'll set guys up in different angles, and they'll have the guy come at me. And I just have to avoid those guys. And whatever the natural look of that is what gets transcended into the game. Now, there's different types of moves that are specialized by certain players. There are certain ways that I have to move. Like if they have to have a player that has Barry Sanders, Reggie Bush, and LT or Ward Dunn.
These are all great running backs, some retired, some still in the league.
That's right. They like to put all those roll into one guy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I've been blessed to be able to do that.
So you're like basically every great NFL running back of the last 10 years folded into one guy wearing ping pong balls.
Pretty much, yeah.
So when I watch a Madden game, or if I'm playing a Madden game, is there a specific player that you are that I can look at and say, that's Kenny Bell?
You know what? In 2007, the 07 Madden, they actually put me in the game. I'm a free agent running back.
Oh, there's a guy named Kenny Bell in there?
Yeah, my face and everything is in the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I have a patented celebration, the whole nine.
Oh, wow.
I go there and I work hard. You know, I work real hard. And, you know, the main goal is to get into the NFL. So I feel any opportunity that I have to present my skills and my talent, I'm going to take it, you know, and I'm going to hold it and I'm going to do the best that I can.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about next, is that you did obviously play in high school and in college.
Oh, yeah.
What happened after college? Did you get a look from the NFL, or why is it that you're on the video game and not the actual field?
It's pretty weird. I mean, I've worked out for a couple of teams, and it's just been unfortunate that I just haven't had a chance to get a good look. You know, as far as physically, you know, I'm gifted. I've been blessed with the speed, the strength, the quickness, the mental. You know, I think everything had this season. You know, I had a couple setbacks in college. I broke my small right pinky finger. You know, I have foot.
Which is tough if you're a receiver, which you are, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty bad news.
Yeah, it's devastating. And it hit me pretty hard. That was 4 days before the first game. And my team was counting on me, and I wasn't able to provide the help that I could have gave if, you know, the unfortunate wouldn't have happened.
But you've been to some NFL training camps, and you've gotten to show them your stuff. What are you doing now actively to try to take the next step? Are you still showing up? Like, are you going to show up for a camp this summer and try to make a team?
Well, you know, I hope so. I haven't went to anyone's camp. I've worked out. I probably just haven't had the right representation. You know, like I said, I think things have their season, and everything, you know, everybody has their time. I think right now it's about to be my time.
Anything we can do to help? Can we start a write-in campaign?
Yeah, Kenny,
is there somebody we need to, say, put Kenny Bell in the NFL?
I mean, anything helps. You know, even just a person on the street, you know, telling me that they're happy that I made it this far, you know, in my journey to make the NFL. Those things helped me along the way. You know, so anything extra than that that's all a bonus.
Well, we're gonna start up some kind of, at least somewhere on our blog, a little web campaign, something, to try to get you at least a look from somebody. You know, I know when the NFL thinks about their next line of receivers, they think a national public radio show out of New York. I know that we're the first thing that comes to mind. So we're going to do what we can for you. And I have to say, though, you know, the average NFL player's career is 3 years, and they're left with a body that is not in good shape. And your legacy is going to live on forever in Madden. So at any rate, you've definitely accomplished something.
Yeah, and that's a blessing. And it's like a double-sided coin, because I've done this for Madden, and at the same time I've been able to, you know, keep my body maintained, and, you know, I've been blessed to not be, you know, injury. We get a lot of guys injured doing those games, and I've been blessed not to be injured. And you know, I feel that I have all these skills and this speed for a reason. You know, I just know I'll be an asset to any team that wants to pick me up. You know, I know I'm a team player, no problems off the field. And, you know, I think it'll be great for the NFL, for a guy that's making the game, that's popularizing the NFL every year, to get an opportunity. You know, I think it'll be perfect for the game system and also the NFL as a league in itself.
Well, you coach at Servite High School in Anaheim.
Yes.
And you got young guys, obviously, with stars in their eyes, thinking that they might be able to make it into the league someday. What do you tell them? How has your experience shaped? I mean, do you tell them it's a dream that they should have, or do you tell them be realistic about it?
I tell them this. You know, everybody has their own version of being realistic. You know, what's real, you know, what's normal. Everybody has their own different version. You know, I tell them there's something that's on their heart, and they believe they can do it without a doubt. They know it. You know, not fooling yourself. If you have something that you know you can do and it's set on your heart to do it, then pursue it. You know, we don't know how long we're going to be on this earth. You know, so why not go after the things that you want? You know, why not do that? Because when you do that, you're happy, then everybody else around you is happy.
Well, Kenny, we are rooting for you. And like I said, we'll try to start some kind of campaign, however minor it is, to help you along, because we think it would be great if someday we could turn on the TV and see you on the actual football field running around and say, we helped get that guy there. Kenny Bell, coach at Servite High School in Anaheim, California, football coach, also motion caption actor in Electronic Arts' John Madden NFL video games. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about the 50th anniversary of Sputnik and other major events of 1957. We continued that conversation on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. We did an interview with Jerry Mathers, a.k.a. the Beaver from Leave It to Beaver. That show debuted the same day Sputnik launched. Turned out to be a really great conversation with this really interesting, multifaceted guy. Here's a little bit of taste of it. This is Jerry Mathers talking about his time in the military and the rumor that the Beaver had been killed in Vietnam.
How it came about, I really don't know. I gave away an Emmy to Gene Kelly in 1967, and I'd just gotten out of boot camp at the time, and I did it in uniform, so people knew that I was in the service. And about probably a few months later, one of my friends woke me up, and it was in the newspaper. It said, you know, actor dies in Vietnam, Jerry Mathers.
Wow.
And it ran on the wire services. Also, Shelley Winters then read it in the paper. All of a sudden, she went on The Tonight Show and said, Jerry Mathers died.
Oh, my God. It was. We were all very, very excited about how interesting Jerry Mathers was.
Well, it shows you pre-internet, you can die early when you haven't really died. That somebody can happen. That happened in the 60s. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, so you want to go to our blog and check out that interview with Jerry Mathers. We've actually got all kinds of stuff popping off on the blog. There's a hilarious parody video of a motion capture artist who's not quite of Kenny Bell's caliber. A piece on the history of caveman-based comedy, because that ABC show Cavemen debuted this week. Later on today, we're going to post an edition of the BPP Match Game. That's where we take the old-school game show approach and incorporate the news of the week with your friend and our host, Mike Pesca.
That blog is npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up, my kid could paint that. You said it when you walked through a museum. It's also the name of a new documentary. We'll talk to the film's maker.
That's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.